אנגלית שאלון ו' מודיול F גרסה א' תש"ע מועד ב'. הוראות מיוחדות. 1. עליך לכתוב את כל תשובותיך בגוף השאלון במקומות המיועדים לכך. 2. כתוב את כל תשובותיך באנגלית ובעת בלבד. אסור להשתמש בטיפקס. 3. בתום הבחינה אחזר את השאלון למשגיח. ההנחיות בשאלון זה מנוסחות בלשון זכר ומכוונות לנבחנות ולנבחנים כאחד.
Part 1. Access to information from written text. Read the text below and then answer questions 1 to 6. Jane's Journey. Half a century after she began studying chimpanzees in Tanzania, Jane Goodall is back in her native city of Bournemouth in the south of England. This does not mean that the renowned zoologist is living a quiet life. Far from it. Now in her mid-70s, Goodall is as busy as ever, touring the world and explaining to her audiences the urgent need for environmental activism. Goodall's latest book, Hope for Animals and Their World, is part of her campaign. Rather than focus on the dismal future facing many species, she tells the inspiring stories of heroes who fought and won individual battles. I thought it would give people hope, so that instead of just sinking into depression, they take action, she says. I've seen areas that were totally destroyed being brought back to life, giving another chance to animals that had almost disappeared. As a child, Goodall loved animals, and at the age of 11, already declared she would spend her life in some faraway land, living with wild animals and writing books about them. Then, in her early 20s, after earning the money for the fare by working as a waitress and a secretary, she took a boat to Africa to spend a few months with a friend. While she was there, she happened to meet the world-famous naturalist, Louis Leakey. Impressed by her enthusiasm, Leakey asked Goodall to set up a program to observe chimpanzees in their natural habitat. She ended up staying in Africa for nearly 4 decades, only returning to England for a few years to study for a degree in animal behavior at the University of Cambridge. In 1986, Goodall's life completely changed direction. While attending a conference on the ecological crisis in Africa, she was stunned as speaker after speaker described the extent of environmental destruction across the continent. "I was really shocked and felt I had to do something," she says. "But the more involved I got in conservation, the more I realized that there's very little point in what my generation is doing unless future ones also shoulder this responsibility." That is why Goodall is so passionate about the youth organization she founded in 1991. Thanks to her tireless efforts, it now operates in over 100 countries worldwide, with tens of thousands of youngsters participating in local environmental projects. This year marks 50 years since Goodall began her scientific endeavors. In honor of the occasion, a major TV series about her work is being produced in England, and a German film about her life will soon be shown in cinemas worldwide. Its title, Jane's Journey, captures the essence of this remarkable woman's story. Questions. Answer questions 1 to 6 in English according to the text. In questions 1 and 2, circle the number of the correct answer. In the other questions, follow the instructions. 1. What are we told about Goodall in lines 1 to 5? 1. What she likes about living in England. 2. What she discovered about chimpanzees. 3. Why she returned to England. 4. Why she travels a lot. 2. What does Goodall explain in lines 6 to 11? 1. How she began her campaign. 2. What her goal was in writing the book. 3. Why she finds the situation depressing. 4. What work she has done with wild animals. 3. What are the battles referred to in line 8? Complete the sentence. The battles against... 4. What do we learn about Goodall from lines 12 to 20? Put a V by the two correct answers. 1. In which country she spent her childhood. 2. how she found her first job. 3. Why she went to Africa. 4. Why she wanted to meet Louis Leakey. 5. How she became world famous. 6. Why she stayed in Africa. 5. Goodall's life completely changed direction. Line 21. According to the text, what was the change? Complete the sentences. She no longer, Instead, she became, 6. What point does Goodall make about the success of environmental activism? Lines 21 to 29. Complete the sentence. It depends on, Part 2, Written Presentation. Write 120 to 140 words in English on the following topic. 7. Your city has announced plans to build a swimming pool not far from your home. Write a formal letter to the head of the local planning committee expressing your support for or objection to the plan. Give reasons for your position. Use this page and the next, numbers 5 and 6, for writing a rough draft.
בהצלחה.